of Beth Hart, and we're talking Hart. Man, I'm telling you, you have it. This is the first time you've been back in the States.
This is my first, yeah, TV show in 10 years in
first,
the States.
First. We love First.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
And your new song, you're going to be singing it, too, from your new CD, yeah. Bang Bang Boom Boom, which mm-hmm. is terrific. I really enjoy your CD.
Thank you.
So here you are at the Kennedy Center. You have everybody there. Oh. And seriously, what did that feel like for you after all those years to come back? Because in some ways, when you're over in the U.K., they didn't know your past. They didn't know your history and all the things. Because you, and that success, and they just embraced you. You're kind of coming back now and facing some challenges, emotionally.
Yeah, there's some luggage there. Well, thank God for therapists, because I've spent a lot of time on the couch with them and working through that. And I think what's finally gotten me to the place where it's not as scary is what it was. I think that's why I kind of stayed away for 10 years. I was, you know, just scared to go back into the lion's den, so to speak.
Please don't stay away this time.
Okay, I won't.
You grew up loving wonderful artists, like some of the people, Billie Holiday, Janis Joplin.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of sing
Fierce.
A little like her sometimes,
Thank
don't you,
you
think?
Thank
Come
you.
Come on, I knew Janis.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did you know her personally?
I knew her.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I got to meet her and work with her, you know, I didn't hang with Janis, but what a voice, what a
powerful.
Powerful.
Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are some of the people that got you through those dark times? Because I think music does that, don't you?
Absolutely. Some of the artists that got me through?
Mm-hmm.
Etta James is a huge one for me. I adore. Yeah. She was so fantastic, wasn't she? And she'd been through so much, and she'd gone through recovery, and still out there just stomping and doing her thing and singing. And I just, I loved her. I lean on her music to this day so much. And so many. I mean, there's so many artists.
And just really quickly, I mean, you really didn't think you were going to be a singer-writer, right? You were going to be Juilliard.
I thought I was going to be a pianist-cellist. Yeah, Juilliard. That's what I was hoping for. And my teacher was like, you're a little too wild. You keep doing your own thing.
I don't think it's going to work out for you.
So here you start at the Kennedy Center. We have a clip. Can we show our clip? We want to show this clip. Look at this. My God.
You want to cry, girl. Oh. When I saw you in that same person in yours.
Wow.
Oh, baby, you can sing. Was that fun for you?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. My husband and I, we went to the state dinner before it, and we walked in, and Aretha Franklin was sitting at one of the dinner tables, yeah. Almost passed out. And then I got to meet Hillary Clinton. You know, when you meet Hillary, you're supposed to say, you know, the certain thing you're supposed to say, Madam Secretary, whatever. And I met her, and I went, wow. And she was like, okay, move along, kid. You know? But it was so amazing being there. And then we got to meet Obama and Buddy Guy, who we were honoring,
and all these incredible people.
It was so fantastic.
Well, baby, you got a standing ovation. They were all in awe of you.
They were nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really
so
sweet.
Fun.
I would love for you. I want to give you a standing ovation today. Is that okay?
Oh my God!
Your song is fantastic. The album is terrific. And what song are you going to sing for us today?
The first one I'm going to do for you is a song called "Baddest Blues." I thought of my mother when I wrote it, Billie Holiday, and yeah.
And that I know that you said you stopped writing for a long time, but
because I was nuts, so I had to.
Well, you're not now. So, will you please sing for us?
Absolutely. I would love to. You're so sweet.
Coming up, Beth Hart in a performance you won't want to miss.